After ending the week with new records of 1,505 people hospitalized for COVID-19 and 450 in intensive care unit beds, Oklahoma has now set 9 new records for hospitalizations this month. OU Chief COVID Officer Dr. Dale Bratzler expects that will only get worse.
We're almost inevitably going to overload the hospitals in Oklahoma in the relatively near future. Just consider the fact that we had 20,000 new cases of COVID-19 in Oklahoma in the past 7 days. And typically 10 to 12% of the people who test positive end up in the hospital.
New projections from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington show sharp increases based on current trends.
They suggest that by the week of Christmas, we'll have 1,000 more people in the hospital than we do today. And by the first week, at the end of the first week of January, we could have a doubling of the number of people that are currently hospitalized.
In a COVID update streamed live Friday, Bratzler was asked whether new restrictions announced this week by Governor Kevin Stitt would make an impact on hospitalization numbers.
I think it's too little, too late right now.
Stitt issued an executive order this week requiring masks in state buildings and closing bars and in-person restaurant service at 11 p.m. Bratzler says if everyone starts wearing a mask, hospitalizations could start falling in about 3 weeks. The last time fewer than 1,000 Oklahomans were hospitalized was November 2nd. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.